Let's begin. So I'm going to start today's constructive rest session with these words from Margaret Atwood. This is the solstice, the still point of the sun, its cusp and midnight, the year's threshold and unlocking, where the past lets go and becomes the future. I want to somehow honor, if that's the right word, the winter solstice, our shortest day and longest night of the year here in the Northern Hemisphere. For me, this kind of includes ideas about the importance of rest, hibernation, slowing down, letting go, doing only the minimum needed. Maybe also kind of being warm and cozy inside while it's cold outside. So I've lit a candle, which is one tradition that some people do on the solstice, a little light in the darkness, maybe the kind of promise of light to come, perhaps, as the days now start little by little to get longer again. So, in my constructive rest guidance today, I'll include some words from Catherine May from her book Wintering, The Power of Rest and Retreat in Difficult Times, as well as some words about rest from poet philosopher David White that speak to me especially. So, let's start by reflecting on these words from Catherine May. Plants and animals don't fight the winter. They don't pretend it's not happening and attempt to carry on living the same lives that they lived in the summer. They prepare. They adapt. They perform extraordinary acts of metamorphosis to get them through. Winter is a time of withdrawing from the world, maximizing scant resources, carrying out acts of brutal efficiency, and vanishing from sight. But that's where the transformation occurs. Winter is not the death of the life cycle, but its crucible. So we are taking the opportunity today to withdraw a little, perhaps, to rest in a way that helps us maximize our internal resources, our precious energy, and prepare for what's to come. Today's session will include themes of quiet, stillness, and rest. So, a few thoughts for you to consider as you lie or sit in constructive rest today. If any of them seem especially right for you, know that you can come back to them at any time. Simply allow these thoughts to kind of pass through your system without force, strain, or even judgment on how well you're doing. They are gentle invitations of possibility and permission. I am free to be gentle with myself. I am free to feel whatever I feel and meet that with kindness and acceptance. I am free to be exactly as I am right now. I am free to notice. I don't have to do anything. I am free to rest. So let's now contemplate what it means to rest and even rest constructively. David White says, that rest is the conversation between what we love to do and how we love to be. That rest is the essence of giving and receiving, an act of remembering imaginatively and intellectually, but also physiologically and physically. As you lie quietly in constructive rest right now, listen, hear, and take in his words. To rest is not self-indulgent. To rest is to prepare to give the best of ourselves. And to perhaps, most importantly, arrive at a place where we are able to understand what we have already been given. And now, in my words, it is time to pause, to stop doing and simply be for a few minutes, to be present, supported, and aware of yourself and your surroundings. You are giving yourself the gift of time to replenish and refresh, to rest and restore. I invite you to have your eyes open, at least as you start out, so your attention is not only on yourself, but also wide and out into the room. As you settle, take a few moments to adjust to being on the ground and simply be aware of your breath lightly moving in and out through your nose. Think, I am free to simply be. So the first thing to bring into your awareness is your connection with the ground beneath you. Notice those parts of your body that actually make contact with the floor, and in particular of your weight-bearing points of contact, your feet, the back of your pelvis, your lower back, your elbows or arms, the back of your shoulder blade, and the back of your head resting on the books. Allow yourself to rest and give your weight to the floor. Know that you are supported. Think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. Now expand that awareness to include the space all around you, above, below, in front, behind, and to either side of you. As you breathe in and out, think to yourself, I am free to notice the space all around me. Now, do a little scan of your body. Notice any places in you that are feeling tight, uncomfortable, or even in pain. Acknowledge them, but there is nothing you have to do or change or fix right now. Think, I am free to be exactly as I am. I don't have to change anything. I don't have to do anything. And know that you are free to move at any time to make yourself more comfortable. Now bring your attention to the places in your body that feel relatively good, that are not so tense, where you are more comfortable. This could manifest as a sort of lack of any feeling, that we're so used to noticing what's going wrong, what's causing a problem, it can be quite a skill to notice what's going relatively well, what feels just normal. Let's call this noticing ease. Now think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. I am free to notice any ease in my feet and in my toes. I am free to notice any ease in my hips, legs, knees, and ankles. I'm free to notice any ease in my shoulders and arms, hands and fingers. I'm free to notice any ease in my back, upper, mid, lower. And I'm free to notice any ease in my throat, my neck, my head. As you gently, quietly even, breathe in and out, think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. So this is a time when we can allow a bit more quiet in ourselves. When there is time for things too quiet to quieten, for our thoughts to quiet a little, for our muscles to quiet a little. In this quiet space, we can gently notice the ongoing movement of our breath within the stillness. So we come back to that awareness of the air going in and out through the nose, quietly, gently. You're not trying to change anything about your breath, simply shine a little light on it. You could notice the gentle movement of your breath in your body, the rise and fall perhaps of the chest and the abdomen, the ribs rising up and out, front, sides and back with each in-breath and coming back down with each out breath. And that rhythm of the breath is more like the rhythm of waves, waves coming into shore. Sometimes a big, big wave, deep breath, will just sort of roll in spontaneously. Sometimes they're settled into a more regular rhythm. Sometimes it gets very quiet. Notice the wave-like rhythm of your breath. Think to yourself, my body breathes me. There's nothing you have to do to make your breath happen. You don't need to take a breath. Your body breathes you. And think that again to yourself. My body breathes me. I am free to notice my breathing. My breathing is free. So just stay with your breath. Just following it, noticing it, observing it for just a moment or two. My body breathes me. So not forgetting about your breath, but including it in your sense of your whole self. Listen to these words from Catherine May. Doing those deeply unfashionable things, slowing down, letting your spare time expand, getting enough rest, getting enough sleep, is a radical act now, but it is essential. Life meanders like a path through the woods. We have seasons when we flourish and seasons when the leaves fall from us, revealing our bare bones. Given time, they grow again. And again, winter is not the death of the life cycle, but its crucible. Now, come back to noticing again your contact with the floor, your physical support. You could notice again those weight-bearing points of contact, the back of your head, the back of your shoulder blades, the back of your rib cage, arms, elbows, lower back, feet on the floor, or your legs draped over the support. Notice if anything has changed from when you first lay down. And think to yourself, I am free to accept the support of the ground, and I am free to receive the support of the ground. Notice again the space around you, that there's space above you and below you, in front of you and behind you, to either side of you and in every other direction. And you are in the center of your own space. And think, I am free to be aware of the space all around me. Notice how quiet you can be. Notice the power of that quietness. We're allowing the noise of our minds, the noise of our muscles to lessen, to have a little space. And you could notice in that quiet, in that stillness, there is movement, the ongoing movement of your breath. You think once again, my body breathes me. I am free to rest, and I am free to notice ease. So as this constructive rest session starts to draw to a close, I now want to come back from a few more words from David White. Rested, we are ready for the world, but not held hostage by it. Rested, we care again for the right things and the right people in the right way. In rest, we establish the goals that make us generous, more courageous, more of an invitation, someone we want to remember, and someone others would want to remember too. Know that you've done something really important for you in this time of constructive rest today. So before you get up, if you are ready to get up, remind yourself that you still have the support of the ground beneath you, that you still have space above you and behind you and in front of you and either side of you, and that your breath is freely moving in and out. Perhaps you can allow a sense of quiet and stillness to be with you, even as you start to move. And if you become aware of any new tension arising as you start to do, use it as a gentle reminder to think instead, I'm free to notice ease. That you can ask, where's a little bit of ease right now? So if you are indeed ready, take your time now to bring yourself gently and mindfully back to upright. You can pause as you bring yourself up to either standing or sitting and notice that you still have the support of the ground under your feet. that you can still think. I'm free to receive the support of the ground, and I'm free to be aware of the space all around me. And if you have the inclination and the space, you're able, you could take yourself into a little bit of movement, walking for a few moments in your room. Whether you're moving around your room or still relatively still, you can think to yourself, I am free to move. I am free to notice ease. I am free.